低头祷告。
Let us pray together.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
因为你实在是我们的盼望。
Because indeed thou art hope.
你是我们荣耀的盼望。
You are our glorious hope.
你现在也是我们的盼望。
Even now you are our hope.
你是我们唯一的盼望。
And you are our only hope.
若是我们除你以外还另有所盼望。
If we have anything that we hope for outside of thee,
求你今天提醒我们，叫我们知道，唯有你是我们的盼望。
Lord, may you help us and remind us today that only you are our hope.
你给我们的盼望是因为你是信实可靠的。
You are our hope because you are faithful and trustworthy.
你没有谎言。
That with you there is no lie.
你从来不欺骗我们。
That you never deceive us.
所以我们的盼望也不至于落空。
And so that our hope would not fall empty.
在你还没有再来以前这段时间。
And even in this period before you would return.
让我们趁着今日的机会。
Lord, with the chance that we have today,
能够做一个报答主恩的人
that we would be someone who would pay you for the grace you have shed for us.
因为你在我们身上的恩典
because the grace which you have upon us
实在是好大
because indeed it is great.
高深难测
It is high, deep, and broad that we cannot fathom.
要把荣耀归给你
and we give thee all the glory.
这样祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
In the Lord Jesus' holy name we pray.
Amen. 请大家看圣经。
Let us turn to the Bible.
以斯拉记。
Ezra.
以斯拉记。
Ezra.
第九章。
Ezra chapter
9. 第
Ezra chapter 9 verse 15.
第九章十五节。
Ezra chapter 9 verse 15.
耶和华以色列的神啊，因你是公义的，我们这剩下的人才得逃脱，正如今日的光景。我们再看第十章。
Let's also read chapter 10.
第十章第二节。
Chapter 10, verse 2.
属伊兰的子孙亚歇的儿子释迦尼对伊斯拉说：“我们在此地娶了外邦女子为妻，干犯了我们的神。然而，以色列人还有指望。”
Chapter 10, verse 2.
我们再看第十章最后的一节。
Let's also read the last verse in chapter 10.
就是四十四节。
And that's verse 44.
这些人都娶了外邦女子为妻，其中也有生了儿女的。
Chapter 10, verse 44.
今天上午我们希望能够把后头这一段来看一看。
This morning, we want to look into the last half of Ezra.
因为我们不是查经。
Because we're not having Bible study.
所以不必担心。
So we don't have to worry.
怕讲不完。
That we won't finish.
因为我们是交通。
But because we're sharing.
那就是神带领我们。交通到哪里，我们就到哪里。
So as the Lord leads us, we'll share wherever He leads us to.
首先，我要给大家提醒一件事情，就是这个第七章这一章。
And first thing I want to remind brothers and sisters is in chapter 7.
这一章啊，有一句话，至少讲了三次，
There is,
那就是讲了三次。
There's this saying in chapter 7 that is repeated 3 times.
好，我们看第六节，七章的第六节。
Now, if we look at chapter 7, verse 6.
这以斯拉从巴比伦上来，他是命接的文士，通达耶和华以色列神，说赐摩西的律法书，往允准他一切所求的。注意后头一句，是因耶和华他神的手帮助他。
This Ezra went up from Babylon, and he was a ready scribe in the law of Moses, which the Lord God of Israel had given. And the king granted him all his requests according to the hand of the Lord his God was upon him. Pay attention to according to the hand of the Lord his God upon him.
好，我们再看第九节，还是七章第九节。正月初一日，他从巴比伦启程，因他神施恩的手帮助他。这里呢，就把这个神的手帮助加以施恩的手帮助。
In chapter, verse 9, for upon the first day of the first month began he to go up from Babylon, and on the first day of the fifth month came he to Jerusalem. Pay attention again, but here is added a few words. According to the good hand of his God upon him, to the good hand of his God upon him.
我们再看这一章的最后一节，二十八节。
And then the last verse, verse 28.
又在王和牧士并大能的军长面前施恩于我，因耶和华我神的手帮助我，我就得以坚强，从以色列中召聚首领与我一同上来。
And have extended mercy unto me before the king and his counselors and before all the king's mighty princes.But I was strengthened as the hand of the Lord my God was upon me, and I gathered together all of Israel, chief men, to go out with me.
在这一章圣经里头，以斯拉就告诉我们
，In this chapter, Ezra tells us,
从王这个森里头的起义和牧师一同商议，应许以斯拉回耶路撒冷，以致以斯拉能够到达耶路撒冷。以致他能够得着这个力量来完成这个工作，他完全认识到这乃是神的恩典。
That it was completely God's grace, Ezra understood that the hand of the Lord was upon him, that he was able to stir the hearts of the king, the counselor, and the mighty prince to let them to go up to Jerusalem and to finish this, to be strengthened and finish this work.
这一点至关重要。
This is an extremely important point.
对于恩典要有认识。
We must have an understanding of grace.
我们越认识恩典，我们就越会被恩所感。
The more we know of grace, the more we are moved by grace.
它就会改变我们这个人，让我们不愿意再为自己活了。
Grace is able to transform us that no longer will we be living for ourselves.
我们越认识恩典，我们会更加敬拜主，赞美主。甘心乐意为他。
The more we know grace, the more we're willing to be worshiping to God, the more we're willing to live for Him.
似乎不必说服，他就很甘心乐意的完全为主。
It seems like we don't have to be convinced, but we're very willing to live for the Lord.
因为他认识到恩典。
Because we know grace.
另一方面呢，认识恩典，说来也不是我们的终极目的。
On the other hand, of course, to understand grace is not our ultimate purpose.
通过认识恩典，用今天的话来说，来认识救恩。
But it is through the understanding of grace, in today's terms, through understanding salvation.
让我们更认识这一位设立救恩的神。
That through that, we're able to have a deeper understanding of the God who devised this salvation.
我不晓得，就是这三天来乌迪兄给大家读的那个罗马书十一章后边的那一几节，我们的心回应是什么？
Now I don't know what all our responses are as Brother Hosea led us to read what is in Romans chapter 11, the end of it.
若是说我们能够认识恩典救恩，
But if we are to understand grace, to understand salvation,
当他读的时候，我们的心和他一同读。我们说：“神在，神丰富的智慧和知识。”
If we do understand, then as he reads, we'll read along with him, and in our hearts we say, "Amen, O the depths of God's wisdom and unsearchable judgment."
我想，我们不是在那里读，我们是在那里一同相拥，向神献上赞美。
It is not that we're reading together with him only, but as we have a response that will offer up our praises and thanksgiving back to God.
我想天使所有的受造之物都会和我们一同会说神在神的智慧和知识。
And indeed, we would say with all the angels and all the creation, indeed, oh, how great it is the wisdom and the judgment of God, how unsearchable they are.
智慧或知识，这是救恩上常用的两个词，两个字眼。
These two words, wisdom and knowledge, are something that is often used to describe salvation.
神要用着谁拯救那些人？在人看这是个愚拙，但是在神却为是一个智慧。
Now, for God, to those who are saved, it is wisdom, but to those who are perishing, it is foolishness. So this word wisdom is used.
这怎么能成为一个智慧呢？
How can this become a wisdom?
难测。
It is unsearchable.
除非是谁向我们敞开。
Unless God himself reveals himself to us.
神的智慧或知识蕴藏在基督里边。
The wisdom and knowledge of the Lord is hidden in Christ.
这个藏不是叫我们不知道，是让我们去寻求。
This hidden, being hidden is not something that we don't know, but it's in order that we seek after it.
这是救恩。
This is salvation.
所以救恩要把我们引到更高更深的一层。
And so salvation leads us to higher ground, to a deeper ground.
那需要我们去寻求它。
So it's something that we have to seek after.
需要我们去认识它。
It's something that we have to come to know him.
我觉得旧约也好，新约也好，那些被神用来呵护神心意的人啊，对于这个恩典，当然那个时候他们对于救恩不像我们今天怎么样的认识了，对于神的拯救或恩典他们都有所体会。
So I feel whether in the Old Testament or New Testament, those who are used by God, who are meet for his use, of course in the Old Testament they don't know about salvation, but they know of the grace of God. We have somewhat of a knowledge of the grace of God.
他不能和我们今天这样的清楚，因为他们那个时代是在哪一个旧约的时代。
Of course they're not as clear on this matter of salvation because they live in the Old Testament.
我们常觉得大卫这个人，
oftentimes we may feel for the person of David.
他是合神心意的。
He is someone after God's heart.
但是当他犯罪以后，你看诗篇五十一篇，他对那个救恩是多么样的有体会。
But after he sinned, you can see from Psalm 51 how much of a deep understanding he has of the grace of God, salvation of God.
他又对于罪是什么样的认识。
Then he has such an understanding of sin.
所以我觉得对于救恩的认识，这是非常重要的一点。
So I do feel this is a very important point that we know salvation.
我们今天常说神的恩典、神的救恩，但是究竟我们对于神的恩典、对于救恩，我们认识到什么程度，我们体会到什么程度，这还是有不同的情况的。
Today, oftentimes we say the grace of God, the salvation of God. Yet, what is our degree of understanding? How much do we know that? It is different.
当然，今天我们是在新约下头。
Of course, today we live under the New Testament.
那么我们对于旧约的认识，自然是比起旧约来，那是清楚的多了。
Of course, our understanding of salvation then very evidently would be more than that of the Old Testament.
我很喜欢读的一节圣经，我乐意给大家一同来读。
There's a Bible verse I love to read, and I would love to share with everyone.
就是在哥林多前书十五章。
That is in Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书十五章第九节。
First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 9.
我原是使徒中最小的，不配称为使徒，因为我从前逼迫神的教会。然而我今日成了何等人，是蒙神的恩才成的，并且他说赐给我的恩不是突然的。我比众使徒格外劳苦，这原不是我，乃是神的恩与我同在。
For I am the least of the apostles, that am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain, but I labor more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me.
他真是告诉我们什么叫做恩典。
Here it tells us what is grace.
恩典最大的恩典就是神给我们这种救恩上的好处，给我们的改变。
Grace, the greatest grace from God, it is from salvation, how he transforms us.
他说我以前是个什么样的人呢？
He says, what kind of person was he before?
我是一个逼迫教会。
I was one who persecuted the church.
但是我今天成了一个什么样的人呢？
But what have I become today?
我是一个为着教会而乐意交奠自己的人。
I'm someone who is willing for the sake of the church to pour forth myself.
这个改变 是怎么来的？
And so how does this transformation take place?
这个改变乃是神的恩典。
This transformation is because of the grace of God.
这是救恩在我身上的改变。
It is the transformation of the work of salvation upon me.
弟兄姊妹，我们体会到吧？
Brothers and sisters, are we able to understand this?
救恩在我们身上的那个改变，我们感觉到那是恩典吧？
Are we able to feel it is grace, this transformation work of salvation upon us? Is it grace to us?
若是我们知道我们在没有信主以前是个什么样的人，我想没有一个人不能够在神的面前甘愿欢喜快乐。
If we feel we realize what kind of person we are before we receive salvation, we must then give praises and thanksgiving back to him.
他这里说是逼迫教会。
Here he says he's one who persecuted the church.
在其他的地方他说是残害教会。
In other places he destroyed the church.
那他说我比众使徒格外小。
And so he says he is the least of all apostles.
实际他和众使徒是一样。
But in fact he is the same as all apostles.
他为什么会对于自己那么一个看见呢？
But why would he say that about himself?
就是众使徒是罪人，没有信主以前，我也是罪人，但是我觉得他们没有像我那样的残害神的教会。
It's because the apostles before they believed in the Lord, they were also sinners just as Paul was. But Paul felt because before he did so much harm to the church.
第二个讲法，罪越大，神的救恩的改变越显出他那丰富的恩典，说不尽的恩赐。
In other words, the greater the sin, then the more abounding the grace, the salvation of God seems to us.
所以他前后一看自己的改变，哎呀，他就称赞神的救恩。
And so, when he sees his transformation from before and after, he cannot but give thanks and praise giving back to God.
这是恩典的认识。
And this is the understanding of grace.
但是呢，
but,
他说这个恩典在我身上没有突然啊。
He said, this grace that was bestowed upon me was not in vain.
神把这个救恩给了我，没有突然啊。
That God has given me the salvation, but not in vain.
他的恩感动的我，叫我要报恩。
He wants, his grace has moved me that I must repay God for his grace.
这就是恩典的认识。
And this is the understanding of grace.
恩典不仅是从神那里受，我们还要回报神的恩典。
Grace is not all that only we only receive from God merely, but that we would also live out our life to repay him for the grace.
他说我比众使徒格外劳苦。
He says that I labor even more abundantly than all the other apostles.
他不是立功赎罪的味道啊。
No, this is not something that he claims merit for himself.
他那是报恩。
But it is so that he can repay for such a grace.
他说像我这个大罪魁，神竟然是救了我，改变了我，这是多么大的恩典！我似乎是比别人蒙更大的恩典。
It says because I'm such the chief of sinners that I receive such grace, such transformation, salvation from God that I receive so much grace, it's transformed me so greatly.
所以我要格外的报恩。
So even more so, I have to pay back to the Lord even more.
这不是说救恩还有不一样。
This is not to say that salvation is different than any other.
这是人都有救恩的认识，那个程度是不一样的。
But this is the degree of the understanding of grace is different upon each individual.
保罗似乎是对救恩的认识更深更大，所以他那个报恩的神啊，就更切更愿意完美更愿意。
And so it seems like Paul's understanding of grace for him to willing to repay for this grace is more earnest, more deep, more fervent than we are.
那高报恩当然不是在口头上了，所以他说我比众使徒格外劳苦。
And so he says that he labored even more abundantly than all the apostles.
他提到的这个报恩这件事，他最后又说，他这原不是我，乃是神的恩与我同在。
And so even upon this matter of trying to live for the Lord, to repay for the Lord's grace, he says, yet not I.But the grace of God.
这是他对于这个救恩或者是恩典的又一个认识。
And so this is yet another understanding of this salvation, this grace from God.
他说，就算是我能报恩，也不是我保罗有什么，还是神的恩。
He says, even if I, Paul, am able to repay God for his grace, it is not I, Paul, but it is still the grace of God.
那么做使徒是恩典。
And so to be an apostle is grace.
他说，我不配。
I'm not worthy, he says.
这才是把恩典说出来了。
And so thus he is expressing the grace.
恩典是神的给我们。
Grace is something which God gives to us.
他给我们带来的是属灵的好处。
What he gives us is spiritual goodness.
是属天的福分。
It is a heavenly blessing.
他要把我们带到不朽坏应试里头去。
He wants us to bring us into mortality, something that is not corruptible. He wants to take it, deliver us from shame into glory. And this is grace. And this grace is not merely for us just to enjoy. So that it becomes a personal enjoyment.
像今天有很多基督徒，他就是乐意相应，为他自己来相应。
Just as many Christians today, they are only willing to enjoy for themselves.
当然，神的恩典就是叫我们相应。
Of course, on the one hand, yes, the grace of God is for us to enjoy.
但是神的恩求不是愿意我们。
But God's heart is not just for us to freely enjoy His grace. But He wants us to live for Him. And yet, even if we're going to live for Him, it is still God's grace. And so, this grace of God, who is it given to? Paul says, I'm not worthy to be called an apostle. But yet, the grace of God was bestowed upon me. And so the grace of God is bestowed upon those who are unworthy. So the grace of God abounds even more great and more deep and more unsearchable upon those who are even greater sinners. Brothers and sisters, before we believe in the Lord, what are we worthy of? Everyone would say we're worthy to go to hell. That's something we're worthy of, to perish. But God does not want us to perish, but He has given us His salvation. And so His salvation is not only freely given to us, but given to those who are unworthy. And so if we have such a respectful, honorable understanding of grace, I believe that our life today would be transformed just as Paul was. Now, I'm not saying that our lives are not transformed today. But I'm saying that we'll be transformed to the degree that Paul was transformed. That for me to live is Christ. So this understanding of grace for us is extremely important.
弟兄姊妹说,
Brothers and sisters, indeed, we must be stirred by this grace within us by God. Let us not think that it is worthy that God should save us this way.
就算我们在理智上觉得说那是神的恩典，实际在我们心里头似乎就是觉得应该的。
Even though reasonably we think in our mind that it is God's grace, but yet deep within we think, oh, He should save me.
那么若是说我们觉得不应该是不配，那我们为什么今天这么样的安静呢？没有那个热烈报神恩的那种生活行动呢？
But when we feel we're unworthy, He should not have saved me, then why is it we lack that zeal, that fervency within us, the action within us?
弟兄姊妹，这是不是需要我们个人在神的面前思想一下？
Brothers and sisters, is this worthy for us to consider?
今天是最后的一天。
Today is the last day.
明年我们该怎么做？
What should we do next year?
我们这个声音还是那么样的平静。
Is our heart still so calm?
你说是啊, 要平静安慰吗?
But you said, yes, we need to be calm and silently wait for the Lord.
我说这个平静是应该火热起来。
But I say this calm we have, we ought to be zealous.
应该被神的恩所激动。
We must be stirred by the grace of God.
被神的爱所焚化。
We must be melted by the love of God.
我们实在应该是好像是那个搅动巢穴一样的，在我们里边要搅动一下。
Indeed, we need to be stirred within us, just like the sea billows, we have to have the stirring within us. And so it must come. And so we don't know. He that cometh will come, and He will come, will not tarry. Now this will not be a long period of time. And so we really have only a short chance, short time. But if in the time that we have, we do not rise up to live because of the grace of God.
弟兄姊妹，我是这样的觉得，我们要成为一个很懊悔的人。
Then, brothers and sisters, I truly feel we'll be someone who will greatly repent. We'll regret and repent that indeed God's grace to us was in vain. We'll truly regret we have lost so much chance. It is not that God did not give us so many chances. It's not that he did not qualify us. But it is because we have lost all this, put it aside. So even on the last day of this year, I want to encourage one another. The Lord will come again. Today we are waiting for the Lord's return. How do we await? The scriptures tell us what ought to be the attitude of those who wait for him. May those words be lived out in us. This is the first point we want to encourage one another with. This is in chapter 7.
第二方面我要给大家注意的就是第八章那个亚伯拉罕和祸边的进士祷告。
On the other hand, we want to look into the second point, which is in chapter 8, how they fasted by the side of the Ahava River.
那个进士祷告啊,
how they fasted and prayed.
说得很清楚,
it was very clear.
他进士的目的是什么?
What was the purpose of their fasting?
就是要得到一个平坦的道路,
so that they can have the right way.
因为当时他们的人很多,
because they had many.
若是我们 根据那个第八章的那个名单，若是大家有兴趣去算一算呢， 恐怕有1700多男丁。
And so we just look at the numbers that's listed for us in chapter 8. If we add them all together, there was over 1700 men.
那么1700多男丁， 那么再加上妇女孩子呢？
And so if you add on the women and the children to that number,
那恐怕也有 5000人左右吧。
Maybe they might have 5000.
你知道他们带着多少金银财物呢?
And you must realize how much gold, silver, and possessions they have with them.
大家这卷书已经读过了，那他会告诉我们的是多少，多少的金器、银器、光明的铜器，有多多少少。
And so we have read before how much gold, silver, bronze, and precious things they had with them.
那他们走了多少时间？
And how long were they on the journey?
他们从正月初一就离开巴比伦。
And so on the first day of the first month, they left Babylon.
他就到了亚瓦河河边,
and then they went by the side of the Ahava River.
在那里有10天的禁食祷告,
and they fasted and prayed there for 12 days.
我不是说他禁食了10天，就是那一个聚会，一个禁食祷告有10天的时间。
Now, I'm not saying they fasted for 12 days, but that period of fasting and prayer is
12
days. And then they went up again to Jerusalem.
5月1号到了耶路撒冷。
And on the first day of the fifth month, they were in Jerusalem.
一共有4个月零20天。
And so there is 4 months and 20 days.
4个月零20天。
And so 4 months and 20 days.
这不是一个
This is not a short period of time.
西老妇幼，西幼妇老，妇吃老的带着孩子。
And so there are young and old and women with children along with the way.
长途跋涉。
And such a long distance.
带着许多神的奉献。
And they had so much of the offering to God with them.
既没有兵马的保护, and, they也没有其他的帮助。
And they did not have any help, no protection from the horsemen or the band of soldiers.
这一个使命啊,
this commission
对于伊斯拉来说是沉重的。
To Ezra was indeed very heavy.
这就叫我们看出为什么要禁食祷告。
And so this allows for us to see why they must fast and pray.
那禁食祷告就是觉得这个使命太沉重了。
They fasted and prayed because they felt this commission was so heavy.
这个担子太沉重了。
This burden was so weighty.
实在是担当不起。
That they were not able to bear.
实在需要神听我们的祷告，给我们一个平坦的道路。
Indeed, they needed to pray to God for God to give them the right way to Jerusalem. And so they fasted and prayed. And so this matter of fasting and prayer is not something to show as a symbol of very spiritual that so-and-so would fast so often, so many times a month. For Ezra, his fasting and prayer, It's because the sense that Ezra had of this commission, how weighty it was that he must anxiously, earnestly wait before God.
他不愿意让饮食来干扰他的祷告。
He was not willing to allow for food and drink to interfere with his prayer.
那种专一的专，那种真诚，那种迫切，让他觉得饭我不要吃的。
And so, because he felt so sincere, so earnest, so singular, so pure before God, he was willing not to have drink or food.
有的在旧约这个禁食，除了和祷告连在一起呢，那个赎罪日的禁食还连着这个刻苦积身。
And so many a time, this fasting and prayer was linked together in the Old Testament, especially during the Day of Atonement, how they would fast and pray and even afflict themselves.
这个刻骨积身不是说苦待己身。
And this affliction of the self, of course, is not to mistreat the body.
就是为着向神的祷告，他会控制着一些欲望。
But it is because for the sake of prayer to God that will put under control our desires.
身体上的欲望。
That will put under the control of the desires of our body.
包括着吃饭。
It includes eating.
那么用圣约来看这件事情呢，也包括着夫妻的暂时分房。
And so, even in the New Testament, it also includes that the husband and wife would dwell separately.
为着祷告。
For the sake of prayer.
完了以后呢？
After prayer.
仍然是要有夫妻。
They are still husband and wife.
所以这就是一种欲望的控制，让他不干扰我们在神面前的那个祷告。
And so this is an issue of putting aside under control our desires so it would not interfere with our pure prayer to God.
这不是一个经常性的。
Now this is not something that we'll do for a long period of time.
这是一个特殊的情况而有的需要。
But it is under special circumstances that is needed.
所以这个禁食祷告也是我们今天应该有的。
And so this fasting and prayer ought to be something we have today as well.
这是圣灵在我们里边的一种感动。
This is that the Spirit of God moves within us.
而不是外在的一个模仿。
But it is not something we try to imitate externally.
更不是一种比赛。
Even more so, this is not a contest.
某某人禁食了十天。
Oh, so and so fasted for 10 days.
我禁食十一天。
Oh, I fasted for 11 days.
我比他还多一天。
And so I fast more than him one day.
有的人说我禁食一个礼拜。
And some say I fast for 1 week.
那个人说我禁食两个礼拜。
And some say I fast for 2 weeks.
有这种情况。
There are some of this situation before.
实在是把圣经糟蹋了。
But they have trampled upon the Bible when they do so in this way.
而禁食也不是一种威胁。
Fasting also is not a threat to us.
好像对神的威胁。
It's not like we try to threaten God.
神啊，我的孩子生病，你要叫他好。
God, my child is sick, you must heal him.
你不叫他好，我就祷告。
And if you don't heal him, I'll pray.
你不听，我就不吃饭，我就禁食。
And if you don't heal him, I will pray and I will fast, I won't eat.
就好像那个小孩来威胁父母一样。
Just like a small child coming to threaten your parents.
要一个东西，你给。
If you want something, give it to me.
不给吗？
If you don't give it to me,
喊
I'll cry.
给啊
I'll cry.
怎么不给啊
If you still don't give it to me.
父母说不好给
I say no.
你真不给啊
If you don't give it to me still, no.
我哭了啊
Then I'll cry.
哭了
I'll cry and I'll weep.
父母说给吧不好给你嘛
Give it to me. No, I won't give it to you.
你真不给啊
You really won't give it to me?
我躺在地上了
I'll just lie on the ground.
有多少基督徒你说有没有这个情况啊
And so you acknowledge, is there a lot of Christians maybe in the same situation?
实际上呢，很幼稚的，是吧
？Indeed, that happens.
但是却不等于说我们不应该有禁食。
It is not that we should not fast.
这是神对我们的带领。
But that is how we fast according to the guidance of God.
我来以前，我是先到我女儿那边去。
Before I came here, I went to where my daughter lives.
我女儿就叫我带我陪我去看一位刚动过手术的肢体。
And so my daughter took me to see a man.Someone who just had surgery.
一位弟兄吧。
A brother who just had surgery.
这位弟兄动了个什么手术呢？
And what kind of surgery does this brother have?
换了一个肝，一个肝把它换掉了。
And so he had to have a transplant liver.
哎呀，我说这么大的手术。
I said this is a great operation.
他说是啊。
Yes, it is.
他接着就说，他说当他动手术的时候，我们的教会为他进食祷告。 告。
And she shared with me that as he was waiting for this operation, the church fasted and prayed for him.
这的确是一个大事。
Indeed, because this is a great thing.
他大到一个程度，虽然不是属灵的生命，却牵扯到我们这个。
This is a major thing, even though this is not about spiritual life, but it has to do with our physical life.
大事。
And this is a great thing.
所以教会为他切切地禁食祷告。
And so the church fervently fasted and prayed for him.
感谢主，听了教会的祷告。
And we thank the Lord because he heard the prayer of the church.
所以这个弟兄康复的非常的好。
And so this brother recovered very well.
一方面也不是单单为着他这个手术，说实在的。
On the one hand, of course, to be honest, it's not only praying for his operation.
因为在这以前呢，这个弟兄的妻子因着车祸死掉。
Because before he needed the operation, his wife died in a car accident.
后来他就忽然就是觉得需要换，他自己还需要换肝。
And then later he discovered even he had a problem, he needed a new liver.
啊，所以在这种情况之下，教会觉得这个担子实在是沉重。
And so under these circumstances, the church felt it was great burden for him.
他们就迫切进食为他祷告。
And so they fervently fasted and prayed for him.
那么求神能够开恩。
So that the Lord will show his grace.
所以他这个进食祷告。
And so they fasted and prayed.
就是求神给我们平坦的道路。
So we pray that God will give us the right way.
让我们能够到达耶路撒冷。
So that we can reach Jerusalem.
为着他们平安到耶路撒冷吗？
Is it just merely for the sake they reach Jerusalem in safety?
终极是为着神旨意的成全。
But it is for the completion of the will of God.
因为这些人是要完成神的旨意，遵行神的旨意。
Because it is these very people who will do and complete the will of God.
所以他在亚瓦河河边就那里禁食祷告。
And so by the Hava River, they fasted and prayed.
他第二点呢，他说呀，他说我要是求王拨步兵来保护我，我觉得这是羞耻的事。
And so he said, also as a second point, he said he felt it a shame to ask the king for a band of soldiers and horsemen to protect them.
他为什么觉得会羞耻呢？
Why would he find it a shame?
那尼希米那不是就是有兵马护着他走吗？
And so for Nehemiah, he had a band of soldiers protecting him along the way.
后头一句话告诉我们这个原因。
But later on, it tells us the reason.
他说因为我在王面前已经说了。
Because he had already said before the king.
我们的神施恩的手会帮助我们。
That the gracious hand of our Lord will be upon us.
他会救我们脱离仇敌。
He will deliver us from the enemy.
而那些仇敌要碰碰我们。
And if the enemy will come even try to
touch us. 那我们的神会攻击他。
Then our Lord will attack them.
他已经在王面前有了这个见证。
He already had this testimony before the king.
那这个时候他在说王啊。
And so, then,
求你拨步兵来保护我。
And so then, if after that he would say to the king, why don't you send a band of soldiers to come and protect us?
那肯定是失掉了见证。
Assuredly, it will lose his testimony.
但是他说见证的真实不真实呢？
But is his testimony true or not then?
那一位神是这么靠得住的吗？
Is God trustworthy?
这个时候对于以色拉来说，的确是一个深深的考验也好，试验也好。
At that time, for Ezra, if you can say it is a trial or a test, it is that for him.
那么就以色列本人来说，这种试验也好，考验也好呢，的确是对于信心是有很大的益处。
And so for Ezra to have such a test, a trial of faith for him, it is for his good.
那么这样一来，会叫我们的信心更加纯洁，更加坚固。
Because on the one hand, it will even make our faith even more pure and more strengthened.
若是那样说了，最后再来去做，或说是说违反我们在信仰上的见证。
If we already said it, but now we change what we say, or we change what, and we do something against what we have said, then we have gone against our testimony.
这件事情我们应该看为是个羞耻的事。
Then we should see that as a shame.
所以这是我们要一定很留神的问题。
And so that's something we have to pay attention to.
这是一个见证的问题。
It has to do with a matter of testimony.
这不是说一件事情必须那样做，或者是这样做，这乃是一个见证，见证我们神他的真实可靠。
It is not saying that we must do a certain thing this way or that way, but it's a matter of testimony to say that our God is indeed trustworthy and faithful.
若是我们不能够用我们的行动来见证我们所见证的哪一位，那实在是我们的一个很大的羞耻。
If indeed we cannot use our action to testify of the one whom we bear witness to, that would be a great shame for us.
不管是古今，我们都是一样的。
Regardless of the past or present, it is still the same.
有很多人就说， 在巴比伦，在那个伊利丹利的时候，王叫他们拜那个大象。
Now many might say that during Daniel's time, when the king asked them to worship the idol,
那当然不要拜。
Of course, Daniel would not worship it.
他说不要拜，你蹲一蹲可以吧
？Oh, you don't have to worship it. Just maybe bend a little lower.
那大家都在那拜一下，你就蹲一下。
When everyone is bowing to worship it, you'll maybe just bend down a little lower.
那也看不见你吗
？They cannot see you.
那你若是你连蹲都不蹲，你就是站在那里。
If you just don't even bend a little lower, but just stand upright,
那实不济就是为自己招来麻烦。
Then you bring trouble upon yourself.
这真是人的智慧。
Because that's man's wisdom.
他忘记了那是一个见证的问题。
They forgot it's a matter of testimony.
那不是我做会是怎么的，那的确是一个很重要的见证。
It is not this or that, but it's an issue of testimony, which is important.
这一点在我们的日常生活当中要非常的注意或当心。
And this is a point that we have to take note of and pay careful attention.
有很多事情不是说不可以做。
Many things is not that we're not able to do it.
那一旦我们见证了我们的神会这么做，帮助我们做，那我们就不要再去求人来帮助我们做。
But once we testify how faithful and trustworthy our God is, how He would help us, then let us not help ask help from others.
凡是那些敬畏神、敬畏见证神的那些人，一般都很注意这一点。
All those who fear God because of the testimony to God, they will pay attention to that point.
所以不是说求猫兵来护卫这一件事是可耻的。是说在他那个情况之下他那样做就是可耻的。
So the issue is not asking for a band of soldiers and horsemen for protection is shameful, but in his situation, it is shameful.
说不能那样做。
So he cannot do that.
是他必须要进食祷告让他在人面前说见证之为神听他的祷告真的把他们平安地带到了。
So he must fast and pray to this God and ask him to protect them, to bring them safely to Jerusalem. So this is truly an issue of testimony. And so it is not asking for a band of soldiers is something shameful. But at that time, he could not do that.
弟兄姊妹，我想你能够理解到我这个时候所讲的这一段意思吧。
I think you'll be able to understand what I'm trying to say here.
留心我们个人的见证。
Pay attention to our personal testimony.
或者是在家庭里头。
Whether in the home.
或者是在学校里头。
Or in the school.
或者是在社会上。
Or in society.
或者是在教会里头。
Or in the church.
我们不管在什么人面前，我们要留心我们的那一个对神的见证。
Regardless who we are before, we must take note of our testimony we have before God.
在我来以前
，Before I came,
我。因为杨师母她躺在床上，有时候我就常给她谈一谈各去家里的事情。
And so, because my wife was bedridden, so oftentimes I would tell her about what's going on.
实在说来，我不在家那段时间，家里有很多事情我一点都不知道。
And so, because oftentimes I'm not home, so I really don't know many things in the household.
我回来以后呢，我没有问，我也没有多问。
And after I return to go home, I don't ask her too much about what went on.
家里的人看我回来了，欢欢喜喜，也没有坐下说过去我们怎么着怎么着怎么着，也没有，很少那种情况。
And so this seldom happens. That when I go home, they just see me and very joyful to see me again. They don't tell me what happened. What happened?
也只有在某种情况之下。谈到了某件事情，哦，想到了我们家里发生个什么事情。
It's only under circumstances that we happen to talk about certain things, then they'll tell us what happened. Then I find out.
那你好比有时候我们就谈到，这好几年以前我们就想到，一些工人的子女读书没有这个力量吧。
And so, once we talked about how the servants of God and their children for their education, they did not have the means for their education.
那么我就会问，哎，我说以前我们家里。两个孩子读书在这方面有困难没有
And so then because we're talking about that then I asked my wife about our situation was there difficulty for our children as they were going to school
有时候他们才会提到一些困难的事
And then she would come to mention some matters that they had some difficulties they had
有一次他们就告诉我说师母告诉我说他说为着一个孩子交学费缺2毛钱人民币
And so once my wife told me for the tuition of one of our children, they short two RMB, 20 cents RMB.
把家里所有的钱都凑在一起，就不能够凑出这2毛钱来，就是差这 2毛钱。
And so they tried to put all the money they had in the house, but still they were short these 20 cents RMB.
他说, 我不能够到学校里去申请学校的帮助。
And she shared with me that she cannot go and ask for help from the school.
他说因为我已经见证了我们的神，他会供应我们孩子。
Because she shared that she already testified that their God will provide for her children, their children.
那么在这种情况之下, 她再到学校里去说, 那学校翻过来了说，你的神到底靠得住靠不住啊？
But if she went around and then go to the school and asked for help, then the school will question her, is your God trustworthy or not?
你们的神啊, 真穷啊。
And so they would say, your God is so poor
连2毛钱都不能给你,
that he can't even afford 20 cents.
这岂不是个极大的羞辱吗?
Would not be this such a great shame?
No, 不能那样做。
No, no, we cannot do that.
主啊, 怎么办?
Lord, what do we do?
后来他就发现了一些小报纸。
Later, she discovered some newspaper.
大陆的人知道就是参考消息,参考的一些消息,参考书的参考。
Oh, so for the China, those newspapers are reference articles.
这些小报纸从哪来的呢?
And so where did they come from?
是师母的大姐姐，她是在杭州工作，她订的。
And so these articles were ordered by my wife's older sister who lived in Hangzhou.
她看完了以后呢，她觉得两个小孩嘛，也不一定会有力量看报纸，她就送给我们这两个孩子来看。
And so, she delivered them to us for the children to read because they not able to read the newspapers yet.
在国内直到今天，这些不用的报纸可以去卖掉的，有个地方专门收购。
And so these articles or paper items, you can go and recycle and sell them if you don't need them.
今天还是这样。It
is still the same today in China.
啊，师母看到以后就把所有的小报。 招起来，把它困在一起，拿到那个收购的地方去卖。
And so my wife saw all these articles and newspapers, and she bound them together and went to the places where they bought these.
能卖多少钱?
How much did it sell for?
当时师母不知道。
She didn't know how much they would sell for.
至少还可以再有点增加吧。
But at least they would sell, and she would have an increase toward the total they need.
哎，弟兄姊妹，你说卖了多少钱啊？
Brothers and sisters, you say how much did it sell for?
你们一定猜得很对。
I know you'll guess it right.
猜猜看。
Try to make a guess.
啊, 2毛钱，不错。
20 cents, yes, that's the right answer.
又不多又不少。
And not more or not less.
我们信神的人到底对神认识啊。
And so we really know God.
哎，整整2毛钱。
It was exactly 20 cents.
我问师母，我说是不是还多一分钱啊？
And I said, are you sure it's not one penny more?
他说一分也不多。
No, not even one penny more.
这是我到这儿以前，我又重新再问他一下子。
And so I asked her once again before I came here.
生怕我把这个事情说错了。
Because I don't want to make a wrong testimony.
我说你仔细想想，到底是多少钱？
And so I asked her, think in detail, make sure how much did you sell it for?
2毛钱。
She had 20 cents.
我说多吧，不多。
I said more, no.
我说缺吧。
I said anything less.
不缺。
She said no.
2毛钱。
20 cents.
我真是低头敬拜我们的神。
Indeed, I have to bow and worship our God.
最后那个学费交上去。
And so as a result, we were able to pay the tuition.
深深的考验。
It is a test of faith.
深深的考验，不是说我们的神要被试验试验。
This test of faith is not that we try God.
要看看他到底考得住考不住。
To see if indeed he is faithful and trustworthy or not.
而是看看我们对于他的信赖到底信赖得住不信赖。
But it is to test our faithfulness to see if whether we will trust him or not.
他永远是靠得住的。
He is still trustworthy and faithful.
我们若是永远能够知道他是靠得住的。
But if we feel that he is trustworthy and faithful,
那么我们那些见证就不至于让神的名字不得荣耀。
Then our testimony would not shame his name and give him all the glory.
亚哈瓦河边这一点也是至关重要。
And so this matter beside the river of Ahava is very important.
他为什么要进食祷告？
Why must they fast and pray?
这是一个深深的考验。
This is a test of faith.
我不能求王给我不平。
I cannot ask the king for a band of soldiers.
因为已经对王说了,
because I've said to the king,
见证了我们的神,
I've testified about our God.
弟兄姊妹,我们今天不一定像以斯拉那样的来见证,
brothers and sisters, we may not have such a testimony as Ezra.
但是的确有我们在这些不信的人当中有所见证,
but indeed, we do have our testimony before the unbelievers.
我们要注意那些见证,
we must take note of those testimonies.
那要是借助那些见证来显出我们神的真,
it is also through such a testimony that manifests indeed our God is faithful and trustworthy. And to him be all the glory. Otherwise, it will be very shameful for us. And so the second point we saw about this fasting and prayer by the side of the river of Ahava. And the third point we want to see,
我们就看到这个伊斯拉对于这个金银财物的处理的那一种态度,
we see the attitude how Ezra dealt with the gold and silver. That is something worthy for us to consider.
这个金钱啊,
now this gold and silver,
很容易给人带来试探的,
it is something very easily a temptation for us.
会叫我们去
it is something that will can become a snare to us.
It's
something that can cause us to depart away from God.
不爱神,
to not love God.
爱世界,
to love the world.
说不定最终叫我们去侍奉妈们,
maybe at the end it may even cause us to serve mammon and not serve God.
这不是说我们的得救不得救,
now, this is not a matter of being saved or not.
这是说我们这些蒙恩的人啊, 到底怎么样的来对待这一位施恩给我们的神?
But it's an issue of how we have bestowed grace, how do we treat the God who has given us such grace?
这是一个很敏感的问题。
And so, this is a very sensitive issue.
弟兄们,你不要说,
brothers and sisters, do not say,
我在教会里不关钱啊。
Now, in the church, we don't talk about money.
这对我似乎无关吧。
And I'm not mindful of the money, so this is nothing to do with me.
那我要问你啊,
then I must ask you,
你有没有钱?
Do you have money?
你知道那个钱是谁的吧?
Do you know who that money belongs to?
那个钱是主的呀。
That money belongs to the Lord.
你说我是工作赚来的。
You say, no, I earn it by my working.
我可以告诉你说的言, 我这个人还是主的嘞。
Now I can tell you, no, even our being is of the Lord.
凡是我的都是主的。
Everything of me and myself is of the Lord.
若不是主的恩典, 我能赚这些钱吗?
If it's not by the Lord's grace, can I earn such money?
这是主的钱。
This is the Lord's money.
我们把它看成是谁的钱?
But yet, whose money do we treat it as?
若是看成是我的钱,
if we treat it as our own money,
我要怎么做就怎么做,
I can do whatever I want.
若是我看成这是主的钱放在我的手里, 让我替他管理这笔钱,
but if we see this money as the Lord's money, he has placed into my hand for me to be a steward of this money.
说实在的, 每一个开支, 我们都要问一问主, 你许可不许可?
Then indeed, whatever we spend it on, we must first ask the Lord if he is willing.
不用说是对人,
it is not only to man,
也包括说对我们自己,
but also to ourselves.
就是你不要觉得这个真理与我无干啊。
And so do not think this truth has nothing to do with me.
你相信的话会与我们无干吗?
Do you really think that the word of God has nothing to do with you?
所以不管从哪一方面来讲, 这的确是容易叫人受试探而陷到罪里头去。
And so, no matter from what angle we look at it, this is truly a temptation for us that we may enter into sin.
那为了钱, 像在中国有的传道人, 那他就不能很专心地传道, 他就要去做生意。
And so, for the sake of money, many servants in China would not become servants of God, but they go into business.
那为了钱, 他就不愿意专职传道, 全时间地服侍。
And so, for the sake of money, they would not serve the Lord full time.
那是你看见很多人在那里为着钱, 的确是已经受了害了。
And so indeed you can see for the sake of money, many have been harmed by it.
那所以伊斯拉, 他是一个非常敬畏神的人。
And so Ezra, he was someone who really feared God.
尽管他是一个旧约时代的人物,
even though he was someone who lived in the Old Testament.
又有对神的敬畏,
and so in his fear to God, he has his spiritual wisdom.
他知道这些东西是谁的,
he knows who all these possessions belong to. It is God's.
这完全都是神的东西。
This is completely belonging to God.
让谁来管神的东西呢?
And so who will rule over whose things?
他觉得这不是一个随便的事情。
And so this is not something casual for him.
弟兄姊妹, 他叫谁来管?
Brothers and sisters, who did he have rule over these? these things.
你看他叫谁来管?
You see who did he have rule over these things?
他挑选是祭司长利未人, 对不对?
But he chose the Levites, the priests.
对不对啊?
Now, is that correct?
啊, 第二十四节,
if we look at verse 24,
八章二十四节,
chapter 8, verse 24,
我分派祭司长十二人,
and I separated 12 of the chief of the priests.
就是施利比哈沙比亚和他们的弟兄士人
Sherebiah, Hasabiah, and 10 of their brethren with them.
你看这个数目好像不一样，上头是十二人，下头是士人。
And so here you say, how come it was 12 of the chief and now it's 10?
那个九士实际是一个翻译的问题。
But that is only a matter of translation.
这两班人这是。
Because there are two groups of people here.
祭司长十二个人。
Because there are 12 of the chief of priests.
后头这些呢?
And then,
你看他的名字是利未人。
You can see by their name, they're Levites.
十二个人。
There are 12 of them.
二十四个人。
And 10.
这是要祭司长来管钱吗?
Now, would they need the chief of the priests to rule over the money?
哦，这一般人觉得不要小题大做。
And so, in general, we say, oh, don't make this such a big thing.
那在那敬畏神的人看得比较深一点的人他认为需要这样做
But those who fear God, they look some into it deeper. They must do this.
这个祭司长啊，是协助大祭司来侍奉神的人。
Now these chief of the priests, they serve God. They are the great high priest who serves God.
我不是说今天叫传道人来管钱。
Now I'm not saying to have the preachers, the servants of God, rule over the money today.
那还是说，当我们考虑到这个管钱的时候，我们需要。注意那个人是什么样的人
But it is when we have individuals rule over the money, we must be mindful of who it is that is taking care of the money.
实际这个真理到了新约保罗讲的是更加清楚。
This principle, even in the New Testament, is more clear when it's taught by Paul.
有的时候我们看旧约呢
Sometimes when we look at the Old Testament,
最好用新约的光来看它。
It's better for us, it's best for us to look at it in the light of the New Testament.
这个好像也不是谁的创造发明一样的。我觉得保罗就是这个方法。
Now it's not something we discover anything, but I oftentimes see this is also the light which Paul looks at things.
你说保罗他对于旧约熟不熟啊
？And so you say, is Paul very familiar with the Old Testament?
那当然熟了。
Of course he is.
他为什么熟到那个程度会把耶稣？定时他觉得是应该的呢他会残害神的教会呢
Why is it then if he's so familiar with the Old Testament that he think that he should crucify Christ, that he should harm the church?
他这个旧约是怎么念的呢
So how did he even read the Old Testament then?
可是东道神的恩在他的身上把他改变以后呢
But after the grace of God transformed him,
那他再看这个旧约呢
And then he looked into the Old Testament again.
他会说亚伯拉罕那个后裔啊不是以色列人是只做一个后裔乃是基督。
Then he would say the seed of Abraham is not pointing at Israel, but only one person, and that is Christ.
当他在大马士路上没有改变以前他为什么看不见那是基督
But on the way to Damascus, before he was transformed, how come he did not see it was Christ?
当他改变了以后他为什么会看成那是基督还是那一段圣经
But why is it in the same scripture, after he was transformed, he is able to see Christ?
他说一句话
He says one word.
在大马路上神乐意将他的儿子启示在我的心里
He says, on the way to Damascus, God, it was pleasing to God to reveal his son in me.
所以在这个启示之下他回头再看旧约他就会看见那一个应该看到的正确的东西
And so under the revelation of that revelation, he looks again at the Old Testament and he's able to see what is right.
所以保罗在书信里头他印证旧约印证的非常的多
And so in the New Testament, he uses the Old Testament so much, he confirms it so much.
最多的就是罗马书救恩这一卷书
And in the book of salvation in Romans, he uses the Old Testament many times.
所以有的时候我读圣经的时候 我就觉得是不是我应该想学学圣经的方法吧这样的来看旧约
And so many times when I read the Bible, I say maybe I should learn this way of the Bible to use the Old Testament when I'm reading the New Testament.
我觉得是有帮助的。
I feel this is a help to us.
那么我们可以看看新约一个地方。
And so we can look into a place in the New Testament.
在哥林多后书
Second Corinthians chapter 8.
哥林多后书第八章
Second Corinthians chapter 8.
我们从第
十六节开始看。
Starting from verse 16.
多谢神感动提多的心，叫他待你们殷勤，像我一样。他固然是听了我的劝，但自己更是热心，情愿往你们那里去。我们换打发一位弟兄和他同去，这人在福音上得了众教会的称赞。不但这样，他也被众教会挑选和我们同行，把所托于我们的这捐资送到了，可以荣耀神，又表明我们乐意的心。这就免得我们有人因我们受的捐印很多，就挑我们的不是。我们留神行光明的事，不但在主面前，在人面前也是这样。我们又打发一位弟兄同去，这人的热心，我们在许多事上屡次试验过，现在他因深信你们就更加热心了。
That's from verse 16 through 22.
保罗在这里要把捐资送到耶路撒冷去。
And so here Paul wants to send an offering to Jerusalem.
他要去。
He wants to go.
提多要去。
Titus will go.
另外呢，还有两位弟兄一同和他们去。
And two other brethren went with them.
你看这两位弟兄，圣经是怎么来说他们呢？
And you can see how the description is of these two brethren here.
一位弟兄说，一位圣经上说是这位弟兄啊，在福音上得了众教会的称赞。
One in verse 18 it says of this brother whose praise is in the gospel throughout all the churches.
对，他不是被一个教会称赞。
It's not just one church.
众教会称赞。
But all the churches.
这是真实的。
This is true.
另外呢，他说他是教会所挑选的。
And then also it says here who was proved.
那另外他说还有一位弟兄。
And then it says another brother.
他说这位弟兄的热心啊，在许多事上屡次试验过。
And so this other brother's description was whom we have oftentimes proved diligent in many things.
这个屡次试验过不是教会考试啊。
And so this being proved in many things is not a test from the church.
就是他所经受了那些事情，他所经历的那一切，来证实他的确是一位很好的弟兄。
But all the things that he experienced, all the things that he went through, it is a proof for him, a testimony for him that he is indeed someone who is earnest and faithful.
他说我们是这样做的。
And so he says, this is what we did.
所以我们若是看新约，我们就觉得比看那个旧约就更加真实了。
And so for us, when we read the New Testament, it seems more practical and real to us.
其实这个真实也说的不大合适，难道旧约是虚假呀？
And so I should not use that word more real to us because that, does that mean that the Old Testament is false?
我想就用这个影或真体来说好了，影子一个身体。
And so I just want to use something that is a type and then a shadow and something that is more real in that way.
看来那好像对着律法所说的。
Because when we look at the Old Testament, it seems like it's of the law.
世界有很多地方，的确是新约是那个真体。一个人的真实
so,
就好像一个人的真实的真体。
And so in the New Testament indeed it is the expressed image itself.
它要比那个影子要清爽的多。
It is more clear in the original itself than in the shadow.
若是一个人在那站在那里，有他本人，有他的影子。
And so for example someone standing there, there is the person himself and the shadow.
当然这个影子是由于先有一个人的存在。
And so the shadow does tell us this person exists.
那么我们要认识这个人。
And so we must know this person.
弟兄姊妹一定我们不会去从个影子上认识。
Of course,
我们要从这个人来认识。
Brothers and sisters, we want to know this person. We want to try to know this person from the shadow.
我们不是说我们一点不注意那个影子。
We're not saying we do not pay any attention to the shadow at all.
那个影子给我们很多地方看不清楚。
The shadow can show us many things very clearly.
我可以看到这个人大概有多高。
I can see about how tall this person is.
大概那个脸是胖瘦。
Upon how maybe the width of his face, if he's slim or not, how tall he is.
那么这个人的美貌是什么样呢？
But how do I see his features?
你在那个影子里头找也找不去。
In the shadow, no matter how you search, you cannot find it.
那这个人有没有眉毛呢？
Now, does this person have any eyebrows?
没有眉毛那才难看。
With eyebrows, it would be very not sightly.
那么你就离开这个影子来看看。
And so, if you don't look at the shadow, look at the person.
哎，他有眉毛。
Yes, he has some eyebrows.
而且他的眉毛很好。
And he has very nice eyebrows.
这个人的鼻子、眼睛、耳朵怎么样呢？
Then you can see his eyes, his nose, and ears.
你要从这个影子上来看。
And you try to look at it from the shadow.
那个影子只看见个鼻子高高的。
And then maybe on the shadow you can see he has a very high nose.
究竟怎么样呢？
And then, but how is it like?
那么再看看这个人。
And then you look at the person.
啊，五官端正。
Ah, he looks very fine.
我不知道这个比喻合时不合时。
Now I don't know if it was they are proportional or not.
大家可以做一个参考。
But you can, appropriate or not, but you can use this example as a reference.
至少我是这样的一个方法来看旧约。
And so that is a way I use to look at the Old Testament.
若是我们单看旧约，他挑选了祭司长或利未人，那我们就会想到传道人气高，好像那些特别带领教会的，他们应该管钱。
And so when we see that he chose the chiefs of the priests and the Levites to rule over the money, maybe we think we should have the servants and those leaders of the church to rule over the money.
那我们回头再来看新约的教导呢？
Now when we again look at the testament of the new, the teaching of the New Testament.
那么我们就知道，并不是这样。
Then we know that is not the case.
但是还有相同的那个原则性。
But still, it is the same principle.
就是管钱的人不是随便的人。
Those who rule over the money is not just casually.
那么当时以斯帖就说：“这是圣啊，你们要精心看守啊，一直到了耶路撒冷交给去啊。”就是有这么些教导。
And so Ezra had taught them, you must watch this diligently because this is holy, so you must deliver to Jerusalem and put it in the treasury.
那我们到新约来看这件事呢？
And so in the New Testament, when we look at the same thing,
他说这样做法呢，是免得人挑我们的不是。
And so Paul says, we do this, avoiding others would say anything wrong about us.
实在说来，这是一个圣洁的见证。
And so, to be honest, this is a testimony of holiness.
要怕什么？
Why are we afraid of?
我在神的面前存无愧的良心。
Because I have a pure conscience before God.
主知道我没有动他一分钱。
The Lord knows I did not touch any of His money.
不但不动，错了，我还要赔账。
Not only did I not touch it, but if it's wrong, I have to pay it myself.
主知道。
The Lord knows.
是吗？
Is that true?
保罗说不是。
Paul says no.
我们留神行光明事，是要在神面前。
We're avoiding that, but we walk honestly before the Lord.
也不但是在神面前。
But not only before the Lord.
我们还要在人面前。
But also in the sight of men.
这个在人面前，在以斯拉记第七章里头，我们也能够看出这一方面。
We can also see that point as well in Ezra chapter 7, in the sight of men.
以斯拉记对于这个金钱的处理，除了挑选这个人以外呢，你看他还有什么措施呢？
And so you can see what Ezra does aside for assigning the gold and silver to certain individuals.
他要一样样的割称。
But he must weigh everything.
他要一样的称交给人。
He will weigh everything and give it to man.
临走前他要称。
And he will weigh all the money.
到了以后他要再一个个的称。
And he will weigh the money again after they arrive.
到了以后他说称的还不是这几个经手人，还有其他的人在那里。
And so later when they arrive, they weigh the money again. Not only those, but others as well.
这是第八章告诉我们的。
And so that's told to us in chapter 8.
不但这样。
Not only that.
还写在车子上。
But it's also written in the book.
账目非常的清楚。
So it's very clear.
我想这一写呢，也应该知道我们今天基督徒个人或者是教会应该有处理今天的。
And so I think this is also an attitude for us to have either individually or in the church, how we treat finances.
因为这同样的道理在新约里头仍然有教，也有教导。
Because likewise, there is also this teaching in the New Testament.
而且教导得很清楚。
It is also taught very clearly.
所以我希望弟兄姊妹在这一方面也不要那么样的轻生。
And so I hope brothers and sisters will not look at this issue very lightly.
我的钱我就可以随意用。
This is my money. I can use it whatever I want.
我们要求神引导我们。
We must ask the Lord to guide us.
做一个忠心的管家。
To be a very faithful steward.
不要浪费主人的。
That we will not waste the inheritance of the master. I think this is not something we have to force ourselves. And this is not something that will cause us to be sorrowful. Because if we have such a clear understanding of the Lord's grace, we'll feel this is something we'll do with joy. This is something we'll do willingly. Even if I've done so, even if we have done so in this way, we still have not repaid enough to our Lord. Let's look at the fourth point.
就是他处理 最后他要处理的那个问题。
And then the last matter which he had to deal with.
就是处理尤其犹太人、以色列人和外邦人联婚这件事。
That matter is how the Jews took for themselves some strange wives.
好，我们看九章第一节。
If we look at chapter 9, verse 1.
这事做完了，众首领来见我说，以色列民和祭司并利未人没有欺诀。
Now, when these things were done, the prince came to me, saying, The people of Israel and the priests and the Levites have not separated themselves from the people of the land. And then all those people mentioned. Now, these people that are listed is something that God wants them to forsake. Yet they did not forsake them. And so they did not obey the command of God.
说在这一点上不听神的话违背神的命令那是犯了罪。
And so because of this matter, they did not obey the word of God and they sinned.
在这里你注意啊。
Here you take note.
以色列民。
Israel.
还有呢祭司。
The priests.
还有呢利未人。
And the Levites.
好。叫我们要注意。
This is something we need to take note of.
祭司会犯罪吗？
Will the priest sin?
利未人会犯罪吗？
Will the Levites sin?
某某传道人，那么属灵会犯罪吗？
Would so and so servant, so spiritual, would they sin?
我为耶稣受个苦，下个监，我大概不会犯罪了吧？
Oh, I've suffered for Christ. I've been in prison for Christ. I don't think I will sin.
这一切都不能保证我们不犯罪。
None of those can guarantee we would not sin.
我们不是在这里好像虚张那个罪的厉害，但是我们却要注意到这个东西的败坏力。
No, we're not saying how great and powerful sin is, but we must be aware of the corruption of sin.
因为我们的主已经胜过了罪权。
Because our Lord has already overcome the power of sin.
但是不动于罪已经完全失掉了他的力量。
But that does not mean that sin has completely lost its power.
从旧约从新约来看他还要在我们身上做王
From the Old Testament from the New Testament we see that sin still wants to reign over us
我们脱离了他他还想要控制我们
We have departed away from it yet it still seems to want to control us
所以不要容罪在你们彼此的身上做王
And so do not allow for sin to rule upon you
不让他来控制
Do not let it control you
不让控制那就不会犯罪了
And so if we do not allow sin to rule over us control us we will not sin
所以这个罪的败坏今天仍然是存在着
And so this corruption of sin still exists today
里头有一种罪的欲望
There is this desire for sin within us
或者是我们常说的就是那个旧造的罪性
Many times we say this is the sinful nature of the old creation.
你说他老亚当也好，老旧人也好，随便这么讲。
Whether you call it the old man or the old Adam, it is still sin.
外边呢，还有一些叫我们撒旦用来勾引起我们里头犯罪的这个花花世界。
And externally, Satan uses this very colorful world to incite and stir up that sin nature within us.
这是非常看来是叫我们。很危险的一个处境。
And so this seems to be a very dangerous position we're in then.
就好像是我们去年在这里讲神留下了迦南人的那几族，那太危险了，活在他们中间。
And so it seems like last time we talked about how God had let the Canaanites dwell amongst them in that position for the Israelites. It was very dangerous.
那所以有的人说，哎呀，神定好把撒旦一下子弄到无底坑，不就没事了吗
？And so some say that God should have just thrown Satan into the bottomless pit long ago, then everything would be Fine. It seems like when we say that we're even more wise than God.
可是另一方面呢,
But on the other hand,
这个环境也是叫我们成长得胜的一个环境。
These circumstances also is a circumstance in which we can grow and overcome.
就是看我们在这个环境当中怎么样的为主而活。
Is to see under these circumstances how we would live for the Lord.
若是我们没有很好听神的话，那我们就会陷到一个光景呢，就是。让罪来败坏我们。
Now, if we have not obeyed the word of God, it seems like we're in the condition where we allow for sin to corrupt us.
若是我们真正懂得什么叫做敬虔度日 那我们靠着主就可以抵抗那一个罪的侵袭或败坏。
But indeed, if we know how to live our lives godly, then we can resist sin and we can resist the corruption of sin.
所以没有一个人敢保证说，没问题，我不会犯罪。
And so no one can guarantee and say for himself, no, I will not sin.
自以为站立稳，站立的稳的需要谨慎，免得跌倒。
But whoever is able to stand, let him be alert, lest he fall.
那我不是叫大家天天在那战惊恐惧、操目坚冰。
Now I'm not saying that we should live in fear and trembling every day, being on the alert.
但是我们却不能忽略圣经的这些教导。
But we must also pay attention to the teaching in the Bible.
圣经既有这些教导，那我们还真是要面对着圣经的教导来敬畏它。
And so, since the Bible has such teaching for us, then we have to obey such teaching to fear the Lord.
以色列人
for the Israel.
祭司
the priests,
利未人
the Levites,
若不是蒙神保守，谁都会羞辱神。
If they're not kept by God, any one of us can shame God.
说有的人啊，特别是年纪大的人。
And so there are many, especially the older ones.
蒙主保守到了年纪大，常常就是说求主保守我的晚节。
And so many they have been kept by the Lord for a very long time since their old age, but they still pray to the Lord, Lord, may you keep my latter days.
这个晚节也不是执着，好像我们所说犯起肉体的罪呀，也包括着在信仰上的持守。
And so this is not only as a matter of keeping us physically in our physical days, but also but spiritually to keep us sound even in our latter days.
我听见有一个人讲了这么一件事，我听到的这是。
And this is something I heard of. Someone have shared this.
他说他去看一个老牧师。
He said he went to visit an old pastor.
这个老年牧师已经要去快见主了。
And this elderly pastor was about to see the Lord.
他对这一个看他的人说。
And he said to the one who visited him,
他说求主保守我的晚节。
May the Lord keep my last days.
这个人是死都快的要死了。
Now this person was about to die.
就要去见主了。
He was about to see the Lord.
躺在病床上还能做什么呢？
Even on the sick bed, what else can he do?
但是他求主保守他的晚节。
But even at that time, he asked the Lord to watch over and keep his last days.
我听了这件，这是真实的事。我听了以后呢？
Now this is something true, and after I heard that,
我里头非常的受警惕。
Within, I was greatly reminded and warned.
我今天还没有到，至少这个时候我还没到见主的时候。
Today, at least to this moment, I'm not time to see the Lord yet.
或许我还会比那个老年的传道人再多活几天。
Maybe I might live a few more days than that old pastor.
我岂不更应当祷告我们的主，求他切切地保守保守我。
Even more so, should I not earnestly ask the Lord to protect and keep me in my last days?
直到见他面的日子。
Until the day I see his face.
这就叫做我们在神面前不只有跌倒，应该有向着神的祷告。
And this is a prayer we ought to have before the Lord, lest we fall.
除此以外，实在没有第二个办法。
Aside from this, there's no other way.
只有求神保守我们。
Only we ask the Lord to keep us.
但首先我们也乐意让神来保守我。
But first, we must be willing to allow for God to keep us.
谁都不乐意带着一些失败去见主。
That we will not be willing to come before the Lord with shortcomings.
当然，我们的失败在主的恩面当中完全赦免了。
Of course, our shortcomings has been completely forgiven by His grace.
但是我们总是希望。少失败一些好吧。
Yet it is still our desire to not come short of him so much.
伊甸面叫全团发起来。
And so, let us also incite the congregation.
这句话在书信里头多次提出。
And so these words are mentioned so often in the epistles.
在哥林多前书第五章保罗讲到。
And so in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, Paul says,
对于那些把罪看作无所谓的哥林多教会，保罗说，你不要因为一个人在犯罪啊，罪它是个破坏力很大的，一点面叫全团发起来。
And so do not let us incite the congregation of sin, because as it tells us in 1 Corinthians, not only one person is sinning, but when the corruption of sin enters, it will defile the whole group.
他对于加拉太教会同样地说了这么一句话。
So he says the same words to the Galatian church.
你不要觉得那几个人在那传递教训啊，不过就是那么几个人在那里讲，要受割礼，要受割礼啊。
Do not think it is only those few individuals who are preaching the wrong doctrine that you must be circumcised. You must be circumcised.
保罗是一点面教，可以叫全团发起来。
But Paul says a bit of leaven can defile the whole.
错牛的教训也好
whether it is wrong teaching,
人的罪行也好
or whether it is sin,
他都会不及时处理都会败坏正题
if it is not dealt with immediately right away, then it will defile the whole group.
他会影响正题
it will influence the whole group.
我想这一个教训是神要很清楚的教训
I think that teaching is very clear in the New Testament.
所以我们真是要求主让我们在这一方面警惕一点。
So indeed, let the Lord remind us to be alert in this area.
弟兄姊妹，特别是青年的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters, especially the younger brothers and sisters.
那么你回去好好地念念这些圣经。
Now let us go home and read well these scripture.
你是怎么样的想法
？What do you think?
你觉得你不会吗
？You think that you will not sin?
你说在恩典之下我不会吗
？You say that under grace I'm okay.
一点面叫全团发起来，这是恩典里头的一句话啊。
But it is also under the period of grace that these words are spoken to us. A bit of leaven will defile the whole.
你不觉得周围那些试探性很大吗
？Do you not think that the temptation around you is great?
我希望你能够觉得。
I hope you will sense that.
因为你觉得了，你才能够去求告神，依靠神救我脱离这些东西。
Because only when you sense that, then you realize you need to cry out unto God to deliver you from such things.
若是你不觉得
，if you do not feel it，
当神同化。痛化
and so that you are mixed with those things,
那就失去了分别的见证。
Then you have lost your testimony of separation.
所以青年人，你不要听到这个罪啊，你觉得不好听。
And so, dear young people, when you hear this matter of sin, do not think it's something I don't want to hear.
你不愿意听。
I'm not willing to hear these things.
弟兄姊妹，你知道耶稣在十字架上死败坏了掌死权的魔鬼那句话该怎么理解呢
Brothers and sisters, you realize when our Lord was on the cross, he destroyed the power of the one who holds death. How do we come to understand that?
胜过了魔鬼吗
He just overcome the devil.
魔鬼再不会附我了
That he no longer, we do not belong to him.
仅仅是那么一个意思吗
Is it that's it?
掌死权的魔鬼做好解释。
What did he do? This one who hold the power of death.
那个死是怎么来的
How did that death come about?
那个死从罪来的
That death came about because of sin.
那把掌死权的魔鬼击败了，那个罪不就解决了吗
And so you question if he defeated the one who hold the power of death, then the death is dealt away with. The sin is dealt away with.
十字架一个方面就是解决我们罪的问题
Yes, on the one hand, the cross dealt with this matter of sin.
这个问题解决了，所以我们和神之间一切都恢复了。
And so when this matter is taken care of, we have been reconciled to God.
我们才有那个新造的可能。
Then we have been qualified. We are in the new creation.
我们才有那个登高的可能。
Then we have that qualification to go higher.
这个问题不解决。
Now if that is not taken care of,
那一些谈不到的。
Then we cannot talk about anything else.
所以青年的弟兄姊妹、啊、
So, dear young brothers and sisters,
你不要介意今天我在这里讲罪。
Don't want me to talk about sin.
圣经没有讲的，我讲，你可以不同意。
If the Bible does not speak on it and I speak on it, you do not have to agree with me.
圣经若是这样的讲，你要看看神的话语吧。
But if that's what the Bible says, you yourself look into the Word of God.
至少可以提醒我们，神是。恨无罪恶的。
At the very least, it will remind us how much God hates sin.
至少提醒我们，我们这些蒙恩的人，神的恩典临到我们，是叫我们不要犯罪。
At the very least, we'll see that when this grace of God is bestowed upon us, He does not desire for us to sin.
我们不在律法之下，乃在恩典之下，就可以犯罪吗
？We're not under law, but can we sin since we're under grace?
断。不可。
By means, all means, no.
至少这个意念应该在我们众弟兄姊妹、神的孩子们的心里头。
But at the very least, let this concept be in the hearts of the children of God.
这样我们才知道怎么样的能够过一个荣耀神的生活，不要过一个羞辱神的生活。
Then are we able to be willing to live a life which glorifies God and not one that shames Him?
请弟兄姊妹注意
Brothers and sisters, take note.
请青年的弟兄姊妹注意
Dear young brothers and sisters, take note.
我们蒙恩是叫我们 不要犯罪。
We have been shed grace so that we will not sin.
我们不是说这是蒙恩的唯一的一个要求，是说这是在蒙恩里头的一个要求。
I'm not saying this is the only requirement of the grace which has been bestowed upon us, but it's one of the requirements.
若是大家乐意看看第九章那个以斯拉的认罪。
Now, if we look at chapter 9, how Ezra confessed of his sin, you can see a few aspects of his confession. And so he listed out all the sin of his ancestors, his forefathers. And then he spoke on the grace of God. And so he says, for such sin we have before God, God should punish us.
但是他说神还是可怜我们啊，给我们恩典，施恩给我们。
Yet he still has mercy upon us. He still has grace for us.
啊，叫我们还有些余数可以回来。
That we still yet have a remnant that we can return.
这是恩典啊。
That is grace.
啊，叫我们能安稳如钉子，就是能够很安稳的在耶路撒冷。这是恩典啊。
And so that we can be very safe and secure in Jerusalem. That indeed is grace.
可以光照我们。
That you will enlighten us.
光照我们眼睛看见了，就知道神的律法是什么，好遵守律法，苏醒我们的灵魂啊。
Enlighten us so that we can see the law of God, so that we can keep the law of God, revive our soul.
叫我们不至于说，现在还不是时候啊，现在还不是时候啊。
Let us not say it is not yet time, it is not yet time.
复兴我们。
But revive us.
给我们有强。
Let us be strong.
这个周围的墙，当然可以有预言性的，指着尼希米以后要建墙，也可以说一个保护，我们有保障。
And so give us the walls. Maybe these walls can refer to Nehemiah rebuilding the walls to come, but also this wall speaks of protection surround us with the walls.
他们呢，述说神的恩典。
And so there he is counting God's grace.
最后他怎么说
？What did he say at the end？
主，你这样的恩待我们，我们还说什么呢？
Lord, you have been so gracious to us. What else can we say?
你这样的恩待我们，我们还要去犯罪。
You have been so gracious to us, yet we will still sin against you.
我们的遭遇是什么？
What would become of us then?
岂不要把我们毁灭吗？
Would you not destroy us?
当然他知道神不会毁灭，但是你就看见他那个心是多么样的害怕。
Of course, he knows that God will not destroy them, but you can see the fear that is in his heart.
恩典以后不好再犯罪啊。
That we have been bestowed such grace, let us sin no more.
我们得着恩典以后，不是叫我们去继续犯罪。
After we have received sin, it is not for us to continue to sin.
应该是因着神的恩叫我们看见恩这么大，不愿意再去犯罪。
But it is by the grace of God we see such a great grace before us that we would not be willing to sin anymore.
这就是以斯拉的祷告。
That is the prayer of Ezra.
他最后的认罪，他就说。实在我们不可以再犯这个罪了。
In his confession at the end, he says, "Indeed, we cannot sin anymore."
弟兄姊妹，我们能够体会到这里的神的话语这个里头的东西吗
？Brothers and sisters, are we able to understand and realize the words of God here?
里头所藏的神的那个心意吗
？Are we able to see the heart of God hidden within this?
我不定你的罪。
I'm not condemning you of your sin.
从此不要再犯罪了。
But yet, sin no more.
我不是说我们会不犯罪。
I'm not saying that we will not sin.
也不是说我们犯罪了以后就完了。
I'm not saying that after we sin, we're finished.
是至少我们被此勉励，不要叫我们把这个看作犯罪，看为平常。
But at the very least, let's encourage one another. We will not look upon sin very lightly.
当然呢，不是一句话、两句话可以把它讲清楚的事情。
Of course, this is not something we can express very clearly in a word or two.
我至少请弟兄姊妹，特别是青年的弟兄姊妹，在你心里边有这么一个看法。
But at the very least, I wish for brothers and sisters, especially younger brothers and sisters, to realize this in your heart.
哎呀，主真是爱我。
Lord is, he loves me so much.
主真是恩待我。
He is so gracious to me.
我若是要数说主的恩典，我一周。
If I need to count all the Lord's grace, I cannot never finish counting them.
也说不完。
I cannot finish expressing all of His grace.
最后在我的心里结论是什么
？And so what's the conclusion upon me then?
如此，你既如此爱我、恩待我，我也应该很好的爱你。
And so since you have loved me so much, you have been so gracious to me, I must thank you and I must live for you and glorify you.
当然你可以继续祷告说主啊我实在没有力量请你可怜我帮助这都可以。
Maybe you can say to the Lord, Lord, I want to do so, but I'm without strength, help me. That's okay.
但是不要起一个负面的作用。
But let it not have a negative effect on you.
犯罪也没什么关系嘛。
There's nothing wrong with sin.
我前天还犯一个罪。
I just sinned yesterday.
今天我就赚了二百块钱。
Maybe I sinned yesterday. Today I made $200.
神不但不罚我，反而恩待我嘛。
He didn't punish me. Yeah, look, it seems like he has bestowed grace upon me.
这是一个负面的东西。
That's something negative.
千万不好有的。
Do not use it.
在这里有一句话，最后一句话，就是这个第九章的祷告有一句话。
Here there are some words in this prayer in chapter 9.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
就是今天我们念过的。
We've read this before.
耶和华以色列的神啊，因你是公义的，我们这剩下的人才得逃脱。
O Lord God of Israel, thou art righteous, for we remain yet escaped, as it is this day.
这句话的，我们初看起来就猛然看起来啊。就觉得好像有点不打了衬一样的。
And so when we just look at this carelessly, it seems like it doesn't make sense here.
你是公义的。
You're righteous.
你应该刑罚我们。
You should punish us.
怎么你是公义的，倒反而给我们留下人了。
But how come you say you are righteous, yet you say we can still yet escape?
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这才是叫做恩典。
This is what is grace.
这是最大的恩典。
This is the greatest grace.
因为他是公义的。
Because he is righteous.
不是被追讨罪，反而被称为义。
Yet we have not been chastened by our sin, yet we have become righteous.
他影响他的公义吗？
Does that affect his righteousness?
他让他的公义受亏损吗？
It seems like it has damaged his righteousness.
罗马书告诉我们说，他就是要叫世人知道他是公义的。
Romans tells us that he wants the world to know that he is righteous.
他称我们这些信的人为义，还是公义的。
He justifies us as righteous. We are still yet righteous.
所以他是公义的。
Because he is righteous.
他称我们为义。
And he has made us righteous.
在以斯拉记说他是公义的。
And so in Ezra here it says he is righteous.
他给这些被掳的以色列人、犹太人还留有余民，让他们回来。
And yet he has remained a remnant for the captivity to return.
实在说来，若不是神是公义的，这个救恩啊，也就很难成为救恩。
And so if God is not righteous, this salvation of ours cannot become salvation.
这个救恩也就很难有了保证。
Then this salvation, we will not have such a guarantee.
因为他是公义的。
But because he is righteous.
他断不以有罪的为无罪。
He cannot treat sin as sinless.
他要追讨罪。
He will chasten sin.
谁都不能逃脱。
No one can escape.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
他没有追讨在你我的身上。
Yet he has not chastened upon you and me.
马弟兄，请你祷告。爱我们的主，我们感谢你。
Oh, dear Lord, who loves us, we praise and thank thee.
我们不知道该用什么话来说出我们里面的感觉。
We truly don't know what words we have to express our thoughts.
因为在你这完全圣洁、公义的神的面前，我们这些人竟然如此的蒙了恩。
Because before such a holy and righteous God, we have been bestowed such grace.
这一切恩典临到我们，实在是我们所不配的。
Such grace indeed is something we are not worthy of.
你是越过了我们的愚昧和软弱，来向我们显出你的怜悯。
And you have gone above our foolishness to shed mercy upon us.
你叫我们这些人活在地上，不再是等候那个死亡的阴影的临近。
And as we live on earth, no longer are we waiting for the shadow of sin and death to come upon us.
你却是叫我们在荣耀的指望中来等候你自己的显现。
But that we live under the hope of glory to await for you to appear.
我们的主，我们要称颂你。
Lord, we have to praise
you. 你不但是拯救我们脱离了黑暗的权势。
Not only do you deliver us from the power of darkness.
你不仅是给我们有了儿子的生命。
Not only do you give us the life of a son.
你还不住地借着你自己的话语 和住在我们里边的圣灵天天的引导我们走义路。
But you continue to use your word and the Holy Spirit which indwells us to lead us on the way of righteousness.
我要叫我们这些人能成为彰显你自己的荣耀的器皿。
So that we can become vessels to manifest your glory.
主啊，我们算是什么？
Lord, who are we?
你竟然这样的恩待我们。
That you have been so gracious to us.
我们承认，我们许多的时候，头脑知道了。
We confess so many times we know in our head.
我们实际跟不上来。
But yet we cannot follow on.
但是感谢我们的主，你还没有丢弃我们。
But Lord, we thank thee because you have not forsaken us.
你向我们显出你的忍耐。
And you have manifested your patience toward us.
你对我们仍然是。在那里等待。
You are still waiting for us.
主，我们仰望。
Lord, we look to thee.
但愿我们的主借着你自己的恩典，更深的显明在我们里面的时候。
Lord, through your grace, when it's manifested even deeper within us.
主，吸引我们的心思和意念，更多的归向。
Lord, captivate our heart and our mind and our thought to follow and follow and return to you.
主，我们都算不得什么。
Lord, we are nothing.
但是你却看我们是那样的宝贝。
Yet we are so precious in thy sight.
我们在你面前实在没有什么话好说。
Indeed, we have nothing to say before you.
我们仰望我们的主。
Lord, we look to thee.
用恩典扶持我们继续走前面的路。
Use your grace to lead us forward.
吸引我们的心思和意念更多的向你敞开。
Compel our heart and thought to be even more open to you.
让你天上的荣耀。你无限的恩惠和你那永远的旨意天天在那里吸引我们。
So that thy glory in heaven, that unlimited grace and your wisdom will continue to lead us every day.
主啊，让我们余下的日子很确实的是为着你荣耀的旨意而活着在地上。
So that we will live the remaining of our days for your will.
主啊，我们仰望。
Lord, we look to thee.
我们也等候你。
And we await before thee.
主啊，照着你拣选的恩典。
Lord, according to the grace of thy choice.
你明明向我们说是没有后悔的。
You clearly say it is irrevocable.
也不会更改的。
And it will not change.
那因此我们求我们的主。
So Lord, we do pray.
你叫我们从我们的愚昧和软弱转回来看这一位施恩的主。
That we will turn from our weakness and foolishness and look upon this gracious Lord.
因着你拯救的大能，我能以脱离一切的缠累。
And because of your mighty salvation, we're able to depart away from everything that entangles us.
凭借着你做我们生命的这一个事实，叫我们跟随你的路。走得正直。
And by the fact that you are our life, we can follow you right on the way.
主啊，我们仰望。
Lord, we look to thee.
谢谢你。
We thank thee.
因为你没有丢弃我们。
Because you have not forsaken us.
谢谢你。
We thank thee.
你还在等待我们。
You are still waiting for us.
你还要再建立我们。
You still will edify us.
直到你的心意成全在我们的身上。
Until thy will is done upon us.
我们还是要说。
We will still say.
荣耀称颂都归给你。
All glory and honor be thine.
因为只有你配得这样。
Because only thou alone are worthy of such praises.
祷告感谢奉主的名。
We give thanks and pray in the Lord's name. Amen. Not chasten upon you and me.
追讨在他儿子身上。
But the chastening fell upon his son.
耶稣基督替我们受了咒诅。
Jesus Christ was cursed for us.
就把我们这些信他的人从咒诅当中救赎出来。
Then he has saved us. He has saved us from the curse.
一个简单的讲法。
In simple words,
我们的罪应该受的审判。
For the sins that we have, we ought to be punished and judged.
神已经审判了。
God has already judged.
主耶稣代替我们受的审判。
The Lord Jesus has substituted and taken our place for that judgment.
他是公义的。
He is righteous.
他绝不会再审判我们。
He will not judge us again.
他若是最后再审判我们，他就不是公义的。
If he judges again, then he is not righteous.
救恩是稳固的。
Our salvation is sure.
有他公义的属性在那里向我们保证。
Because his righteousness guarantees that for us.
他是信实的。
He is faithful.
他的属性不会改变。
That his execution will not change.
弟兄姊妹回去告诉那些还没有相信的亲人朋友同事同学
Brothers and sisters, declare that to our unbelieving friends, co-workers, and schoolmates.
叫他们快信耶稣
Tell them to quickly believe in Jesus.
若是他们不肯相信
If they're not willing to believe,
你告诉他们
Tell them,
神是一定要审判他们
God will judge them.
必要审判他们。
God will surely judge them.
没有一个人可以逃避。
No one is able to escape.
若是神不审判他们
，If God does not judge them,
那么神就不是公义。
Then God is not righteous.
这是一个很严肃的事。
That is something very solemn.
所以以斯拉在这里，当然他不一定看得像我们今天这么清楚。
And of course, Ezra during that time may not see as clearly as we do.
他不是保罗。
He is not Paul.
但是神的灵让他这样的写。
But God's Spirit allowed for him to write this. I also think this is a reality of salvation as a shadow here. You are righteous. That we yet can still escape. We thank the Lord. May all glory be given to the Lord. The last point.It is the sin itself.
我想这些罪我也不要多讲了，因为去年我记得给大家讲过，这个基督徒的婚姻应该是和神的结婚。
I think I've mentioned about the sin even last year, so we don't have to go too much into it. That believers and unbelievers cannot be yoked together.
对，必须和神的结婚。
That you cannot be yoked together with unbelievers.
若是和不信的结婚
，Now if you're yoked together with unbelievers,
那就是没有能够。
Then if we have been yoked together with believers, we have not reached the purpose of God's intentions for marriage.
这谈不到妻子顺服丈夫。
Then we cannot speak that the wife must submit to the husband.
也谈不到丈夫爱妻子如同基督爱教会。
We cannot say that husband shall love the church as Christ loved the church, love the wife as Christ loved the church.
都谈不到。
We cannot speak on any of those.
必须和神。
So we must be yoked together with believers.
但也就也不是说是要信的就是我可以随意挑选啊。
And so even if we're yoked together with believers, we cannot just choose whoever we want.
还要清楚神的旨意。
We still must be clear on the will of God.
我说青年人啊，他有一个担心。
I say dear young people, they may have this worry.
他就怕担心啊，神的旨意好和他这个喜欢有一些不一致。
I think they're worried that the will of God and what they like is different.
这好像是人就有这么一个弱处啊，就是喜欢我喜欢他，我就想跟他结婚。
And so man has this weakness because I like that person, so I want to marry that person.
那若是他是一个不信的呢
？But if that's someone who is an unbeliever,
我很容易胜过去，因为他是个不信的。
Maybe I can overcome that because that person is an unbeliever.
若是他是一个信的呢
？But if that person is a believer,
那我最好还是神的旨意。
And so it would be best if it's the will of God.
同生怕若是不是神的旨意，给我一个不喜欢的。
But if it's the will of God that He gives me someone I do not like,
我因为我喜欢一个我喜欢的
and so I want to marry one whom I like.
我常想，我们的神到底有没有感性？感情的感
And so I do feel oftentimes, do our heart, our Lord have any emotions, feelings?
他是不是就是那么一个理性的一位神
Is He just a very sensible God?
他是有感性的
No, He has also emotions, feelings.
因为爱这个字。就是一个感性的字
Because this word love is an emotional word.
何况他像父亲那样的来爱我们呢
He loves us as a father loves a child.
所以他是爱
So he is love.
不是说他有爱
It is not that
他有没有爱
he has love.
他是有爱的
He is not someone, yes, he has love.
他就是爱
But he is love.
从他出来的对于我们来说都是爱
And so from him, everything from him to us is love.
所以在婚姻上他给我们定的那个旨意背后的也是爱。
So even upon our marriages, the will which He has for us, it is still love.
所以青年的弟兄姊妹，这一点你可以放心。
So dear young brothers and sisters, you can rest assured.
你说我从来不担心这方面。
You say, no, I never worry about that.
哎呀，我还真为你感恩快乐了。
Now then, I can give thanks and be joyful for you because of that.
不要担心。
Yes, you do not need to worry.
很高兴我这次能够。正好碰到在这里参加与弟兄姊妹的婚礼。
I'm very joyful that when I came this time, I'm able to attend a wedding.
他们都在这上边讲个话。
And they also shared.
我都在那里听。
And I've heard.
我就听到姊妹讲话。
And I heard the sister share.
她希望这件事情她能清楚神的旨意。
She shared that she wants to be clear this is the will of God.
那为这个呢，她就求凭据。
And so because of that, she asked for confirmation.
后来她就觉得这是神的旨意。
And later she felt this indeed is the will of God.
那我觉得这个态度是我们基督徒应该有的态度。
So I feel this is the attitude that we Christians ought to have.
不是说所有神的，那我们就可以随意挑选了。
And so it's not just because we're all believers, we can marry whoever we want.
就是我喜欢的，那一定是神的旨意了。
And so if that person is someone I like, that must be the will of God.
那我们是可以有自己的喜欢。
Yes, we can have our own likings.
那最终还是要行在神的旨意里头。
But at the end, we will still walk in the will of God.
我们的弟兄姊妹他们是清楚神的旨意了。
Our brother and our sister, they were sure on the will of God.
我想他们还在不在？
Are they still here?
在不在？哦，还在的。哎，对呀，大家问问他，你清楚神的旨意了吧？
Are you clear on the will of God?
你清楚了吧？
Are you clear?
你爱你的。
Do you love your wife?
你喜欢她吧?
Do you like her?
她喜欢她。
He loves her. He likes her.
她没有说，我清楚神的旨意了。
They did not say, no, we're sure on God's will.
你喜欢她吧?
Do you like her?
不太喜欢。
No, not really.
那你为什么跟她结婚?
So then why you marry her?
无可奈何。
Oh, because I have no other way. This is the will of God.
因为那是神的旨意。
Because that's the will of God.
好像神叫我们无可奈何。
It seems like then God is making us do something we don't want.
我告诉大家。
Let me tell everyone.
若以的话，上来会以后，你问问我们的望弟兄、务弟兄这些年纪大的人的婚姻。
After the meeting over, you can ask the older brothers and sisters, Brother Wang and Brother Eric.
那你们的婚姻是神的旨意吧？
Is your marriage God's will?
他们都会说我们是清楚神的旨意。
They would all tell you, yes, we're.Clear on the will of God.
你们的感情怎么样啊？
How's your feeling toward one another?
现在还那么喜欢吧？
Do you still like each other much?
还接吻吧？
Do you still kiss one another?
他们都会说很喜欢。
They say yes, we like each other.
那么大年纪了还接吻吧？
Yes, of course. Then they will still kiss each other.
可能不像年纪轻那么接的多。
But maybe not as much as they used to.
还会接吻。
But they will still kiss each other.
他们绝对不会说。
They will not say to one.
痛苦啊。
No, so much pain, suffering.
实在是因为这是神的旨意，我没有办法。
It's only because it's the will of God. I have no other way.
这不是一个人，两个人，真的，大家你可，我不晓得这个说法对不对的啊，有点实力棒吧。
So I don't know if it's not just one or two, but it's everyone.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，一定要清楚神的旨意。
And so, brothers and sisters, we must be clear on the will of God.
对，神为你造的那个配偶，你一定很喜欢他。
Yes, you will love the helper which God has created for you.
不要学参孙。
Do not be like Samson.
他那个爱情或感情那么样的不正。
That his love, his motions were so impure.
最后他的结局是什么
？And we can see his end result.
开头就是因为。我喜欢他。
At the beginning of that event, it tells us because he was pleased with her, he liked her.
不肯听劝。
He was not encouraged.
啊，父母说你不要那样做，不行，非那样做。
The parents told him, "No, you cannot do so." He said, "I must do so."
哦，希望我们中间没有一个是这个情况。
May it be that we would not have the same situation as he is.
这一段到此为止。
And so I'll just end my sharing on that part.
不要多讲了。
I don't need to talk too much about
that. 最后就是要看这卷书的结尾。
And at the end, we have to look at the conclusion of this book.
弟兄姊妹，这一卷书的结尾就是这些人都娶了外邦女子为妻，其中也有生了儿女的。
At the end, here it says, all these had taken strange wives, and some of them had wives by whom they had children.
我们不觉得好像不是个结尾吗？
We don't feel this is an appropriate ending.
你看上一段的那个结尾，说亚述王的神也转向他们。
Before we can see, even in the previous book, that the king of was the heart was turned toward them.
亚述王老早死了。
He died long ago.
那是指着波斯王说的。
It was speaking of the king of Persia.
那么为什么要提到那个亚述王呢
？And so why must the king of Asher be mentioned?
但是那个历史资料告诉我们说，古时候是可以这样的，一个王追认前王的帝号。
And so we can see in the previous, in history, we can say the upcoming king can take the queen of the previous king.
我对这一方面没什么研究。
No, I don't have any research in that matter.
但是这个亚述王却叫我们想到一件事情。
But because it mentions about king of Assur, so it allows for us to recall.
在以赛亚四十章上说，这个亚述王是神手中的棍怒杖。
And so, in Isaiah chapter 44, it mentions about this king as in the hand of God.
他要击打审判以色列民。
That he is used by God to smite and judge Israel.
现在他的心会转向这些人。
And so now, his heart yet is turned toward them.
说现在已经从这个审判转向了恩典了。
And so it is from that judgment it has turned to grace.
他不再是一个怒神怒手中怒中的杖。
And so no longer it is a wrath, a staff of wrath, a rod of wrath in God's hand.
成为神手中的一个施恩的器皿。
But yet he has become a vessel of grace in the hand of God.
当然这是波斯王说的。
And so that is pointing to the king of Persia.
我想圣灵感动以斯拉这样的说，也就是一个记号，说现在不再受审判被掳了，回来了，活在神的恩典当中。
And so now when he mentions that, we feel that it is by the stirring of God in the heart of king now is under grace. So now you return, come and return.
可是读到这个书的最后呢？
But when we read to the very end,
好像找不出一个我们觉得的结尾。
It seems like this is not a very appropriate end that we would like.
弟兄姊妹，你晓得我当我读完了这一卷书的时候啊
，Brothers and sisters, you realize after I finish reading this book,
我就好像是这么着了。
I say that's it.
差清了。
So disappointing.
啊，付那么大代价差。
There's such a great price they pay.
他们要花了十天的时间选出这些承办这件事情的人。
And so they have to spend so much time to choose the people to do this.
用了三个多月来查。
And then they use over 3 months to look into this.
最后的结果就是查清了。
And so now, the result is now they found out.
再怎么？
What about it?
当然我们该回答说查清楚当然要处理了。
And so of course if you find it out then you must deal with it.
那圣经为什么不记呢？
But how come it's not recorded anymore?
我就觉得这个就好像是含油一样的。
And so,
下面还应该有。
And so it seems like there's still some more to this story.
到底有没有呢？
But is there any more to it?
圣经是没有了。
It's not in the scriptures.
但在神的计划里头却不懂有也就断了。在神的计划里头也不等于说到此为止。
But in the plan of God, we cannot say then it comes to an end and that's it.
我觉得我来给大家读一节圣经。
I want you to all turn to a Bible verse.
罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
第三节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 3.
律法既因肉体软弱有所不能行的，神就差遣他的儿子成为罪身的形状，做了赎罪祭，在肉体中定了罪的案。
Romans chapter 8 verse 3, for what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh.
当时的以斯拉根据律法把这个罪鲜明出来了。
Ezra, according to the law, has exposed the sin.
把这些罪也定为罪了。
And he condemned it as such.
以斯拉说：“你们有罪了。”
Ezra says, "You have sinned."
也处理这些罪了。
He has already dealt with such sin.
解决了罪了没有？
Have we dealt with sin though itself?
这是需要神的计划。继续往下伸展。
Then the plan of God must continue onward to deal with sin itself.
律法是圣洁的。
The law is righteous, holy.
是公义的。
It is righteous.
是属灵的。
It is spiritual.
是良善的。
It is good.
律法没有坏。
The law was not bad, was not corrupt.
但是因着我们这些人，我们这些人的软弱。
But because we are weak in the flesh.
他没有办法成就。那一件事情
It was not able to accomplish that.
解决罪的问题
To deal with sin itself.
这种解决罪的问题
And this condemnation.
他也不是就是把那几个名单都能清楚，哎呀，就解决了。
It's not just something you can just list out and then it's dealt with.
我不是说当时那个做法错的啊，大家不要领不要听错了。
Now I'm not saying what Ezra did in that case of listing out.
我说这个伊斯拉后头应该有的似乎是这个。
But I'm saying that it seems like Ezra should have something to follow what we just read.
真正解决罪还是登到神的儿子来。
But only when God sent his own son, then sin itself was dealt with.
成为罪身的形状。
That he came in the sinful flesh.
和我们罪人生活在一起。
That he dwelt among sinners.
但他却是无罪的。
But he was sinless.
为我们做了赎罪祭。
And he became a ransom.
这才是真正解决罪的问题。
And that is the only way to truly deal with sin.
所以我们感谢赞美主。
So we praise and thank our Lord.
我们的神真是深哉他的知识和智慧。
Our God, oh, the depth of his, of the wisdom and knowledge of the Lord.
若不是他像我们这样的启示，我们真还觉得他那个踪迹难寻啊。
Now, if he does not reveal himself to us, indeed, unsearchable are his paths and his judgments.
他那个判断的确是难测。
That indeed it is unsearchable his judgments.
但是感谢主，他把他自己启示出来了。
But we thank and praise the Lord because he revealed himself.
他把他的救恩计划启示出来了。
He revealed his salvation plan to us.
那是我们真的能够看见我们的神是何等的有恩惠有怜悯的神。
So indeed we're able to see our God is such a gracious and merciful God.
那是何等的来爱我们。
That how much he loves us.
何等的不改变。
How he does not change.
我们这是感谢赞美主。
Indeed we praise and thank our Lord.
把荣耀归给他。
We give him all the glory.
请大家再看一个地方。
I also ask you to turn to another portion.
加拉太书。
Galatians.
第三章。
Galatians chapter 3.
第二十三节。
Galatians chapter 3, verse 23.
二十三节。
Galatians chapter 3, verse 23.
但这因信得救的理，那个因啊和得救的理啊，在我这个老圣经里头边上都有些点儿。我不晓得在大家的要有点啊，那就是这个原来就没有这几个字啊，那拿掉这个字呢，但这信换未来一些，我们看守在律法之下，至全道那将要来的真道。这个真道和上头那个信啊是一个字的啊，所以也可以说至全道那信鲜明出来，这样律法是我们学蒙的师父，到基督那里是我们因信称义。但这信既然来到，我们从此就不在师父的手下了，所以你们因信在基督耶稣里都是神的儿子。
Verses 23 to 26,
这是神的计划。
This is the plan of God.
所以神的计划没有断。
So the plan of God did not break, did not end.
只是这个信还没有来前。
Yet before the faith came.
这个信其实这个讲法呢，就好像是冠冕代替君王，包作这座君王说的，这就指着信的对象，耶稣还没有来。
And so this faith is pointing at the king on the throne, Jesus Christ. He did not come before the faith came.
所以我们是被看守在律法之下，把我们圈在里头。
So we have been kept under the law. We have shut up into the faith.
至全到基督来。
And so until the faith came, until Christ came.
所以那一个情况呢，要延续到基督来。
And so their situation will continue until Christ came.
等到基督来以后呢
？And after Christ came,
就我们从那里头出来了。
Then we have come out of it.
所以今天我们完全活在。救恩里头。
So today we're completely living in salvation.
我们对于罪的那种得胜就不像旧约那种情况了。
And so our victory over sin is unlike the Old Testament times.
所以我们感谢主，以斯拉记最后给我们带来的。
So we thank God what Ezra gives us at the end.
还是那最大的应许。
It is still that greatest promise.
神的儿子。
It is the Son of God.
亚伯拉的后裔不是众子孙，是哪一个子孙。
When it talks to the sons of Abraham, it is not sons plural, but that son is one singular.
历史就是神的应许或他的应验。
History itself is only to fulfill the promise and the fulfillment of God's promise.
这最大的应许已经应验了。
And that greatest promise has already been fulfilled.
神的儿子已经来了。
That the Son of God has already come.
但是还尚未应验。
But yet it is also not fulfilled.
他二次来的应许还没有成全。
Because his second coming has not yet been realized.
但二次来的应许必然要成全。
Yet, likewise, his promise of his second coming will be fulfilled.
这就是成为我们荣耀的盼望。
And this has become a glorious hope.
这是基督在我们里面成了一个荣耀的盼望。
That now Christ has become a glorious hope from within.
这个盼望就鞭策我们今天为主而活。
And this hope constrains us to live for the Lord today.
求主叫我们不要徒受他的恩典。
Let us not have his grace in vain.
那实在是叫我们很难过的。
Indeed, that will cause us to be suffering.
用人的话来说，
to use man's words,
他对我们好。
He is so good to us.
他对我们那个好没有办法说。
He is so good to us, we cannot express it.
我们应该对他好。
We should be good to him.
我们对他不好是不对的。
It is not right for us to be not good to him.
弟兄姊妹，你不觉得是这样吗？
Brothers and sisters, isn't that the case for us?
什么时候对他好？
When have we been good to him?
等到我大学毕业吗？
Let me wait till I graduate.
等到我退休吗？
Wait till I retire.
不是。
No.
现今就是拯救的机会。
Now it is the time for deliverance.
现在就是恩典的时代。
Now it is the time of grace.
现在就是我们报恩的时候。
Now it is the time to love him back.
不可以等待了。
We cannot wait.
不能说时候。
We cannot say the time is not come.
现在
Now
今天
Today
愿神的灵带领我
May the spirit of God lead us.
因为他的应许的成全
Because of his fulfillment of his promise.
给我们带来了极大荣耀的盼望
He has given us such a glorious hope.
让我们来顺服神
Let us obey to God.
他要我们做的
What he wants us to do.
来把它做好
By the Lord's grace we can complete
就算是这样
Even so,
也不过是我们对他有一点的报恩。
It is only loving him back a little bit.
理所当然。
It is reasonable.
好，我们请五弟兄祷告。
May Brother Eric pray for us.
在这个极大的恩典的底下，但愿我们众人。都不再为自己而活。
Under such a great grace, may we no longer live for ourselves.
我们要为这位为我们死而复活的主活。
But let us live for the Lord who loved and died and lives for us.
叫我们实在里面看到你自己那荣耀的再来。
Lord, indeed, from within, let us see your glorious return.
叫我们不敢。在活在亏欠的里面
that we dare not live in our shortcomings any longer
我们不敢活在自己的里面
that we dare not live within ourselves anymore
我们就是要活在你旨意的当中
but that we only want to live in thy will
求主用着这些的话把我们带到你自己再来的光底下
Lord, may you use these words to bring us under the light of your return
求主用着这些的话把我们带到那救赎的恩典的光的底下
Lord, may you use these words to bring us under the light of thy salvation plan
叫我们知道我们是蒙了这么大恩典的人
So that we know we have been bestowed such a great grace
哦，叫我们能够忘记背后努力面前
That we'll forget what is behind and strive forward
向着标杆直跑
And go toward the goal
要得神在基督耶稣里面从上面召我们得的奖赏
to obtain to the high price of the high calling of God for us
以致我们见你面的时候不至于带着羞愧
so that when we see you we will not be shamed
以至于你的旨意能够在我们身上得的彰显
so that your will may be manifested from us
主啊你恩待我们
Lord be gracious to us
主啊我们谢谢你
Lord we thank thee
你向教会说的话
you have spoken to the church
哦，但愿这些的话在我们的里面能够结出果子
And may these words be fruitful within us
叫我们成为被你得着的见证人
So that we'll become witnesses that's gained by you
叫我们能够承接历史的呼召
So that we can follow on to the calling of history
哦，叫我们承接你自己恩典你的呼召
So that we can follow to the grace of your calling
哦，叫我们做一个满足你心意的人
So that we'll be someone who is pleasing to you
恩待你的教会
Lord be gracious to your church
我们把一切的荣耀都归给你
We give you all the glory
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督的名
We pray and give thanks in the Lord Jesus Christ's name
Amen, Amen.